Echols, who was white, says he was responding to a news headline tweet about the legalization of marijuana. A state public service commissioner since 2010, he said the tweet was also symbolic because pro-life rallies were taking place on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
Simply was intended to let folks know that even though African Americans make up 28% of the population, they're receiving 55% of the abortions.
Echols asserts that statistic is Georgia-specific.
We've allowed in our state so many African American babies to be aborted, and that the African American community doesn't really see this.
How do you know that African Americans aren't aware of that abortion rate, or even view it the same way that you do?
Because I've talked with a lot of African Americans, and I've asked them about this. I haven't done any scientific polling.
Echols, also a minister, says many African Americans are unaware that abortion clinics are specifically targeting the black community.
It's illogical. Why would you want to be on a path to any kind of genocide or extermination of your own race? It is counterintuitive, and it's unfortunate, and I hope in Georgia we can see it turn around.
According to Echols, he's hopeful lawmakers will take some action with anti-abortion-related legislation. He went on to say he has a good relationship with state and local African-American politicians.
With Stacey Abrams, she and I went to Israel together, along with Rashad Taylor, along with Kwanzaa Hall, Atlantic City Councilman Al Williams.
When asked if he's offered his viewpoint about African-American abortions to them, Echo said this.
Well, I certainly don't want to disclose everything that I've talked about, with my friends, but and this is a very sensitive topic.
Tim Echols deleted the tweet the same day, but he told WABE that's because he doesn't like to clutter his Twitter feed. Rose Scott, WABE News.